with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump by brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Yeah, pump it.
So Domino's has an interesting little thing going on. Now until May 22nd, you can get paid to be your own delivery driver. That's right.
What?
Obviously, we're facing shortages everywhere, and delivery drivers is definitely one of the things that Domino's is dealing with a shortage of. So if you order online, all right, you can't call in. This is all through app, so you can't bother anyone at Domino's. You just order online, and then you pick up your pizza. They're going to give you $3 to be your own delivery driver. They're giving you a tip.
No, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought I would see the day where we have a shortage of delivery drivers. I always thought it was like the coolest job. You know?
Not that you can't be older and be a delivery driver, but I know a lot of young adults, that's a great first job. You know, you get that first car, you slap that, you know, delivery logo.
You're just kind of cruising around town, you know, delivering pizzas. You probably, you know, have a pizza for yourself in your car, just munching the whole time.
See, that's got to be tough, though, smelling that delicious food. What's that?
You know.
What's that old joke? What do delivery drivers and gynecologists have in common?
Oh, God.
They can both smell the merchandise, but they can't eat it.
Ah! Damn, dude.
It's terrible. That's terrible. But I don't know. Is this just one step closer to us continuing to do more of our own stuff? But I shouldn't even say that, though, because it's not like it's putting us out. We're still getting our I don't know.
Next week we're gonna have to make the damn pizza, you know.
Now
just come to the building.
Just do it. Now here's a thing, Hunter. What about this? What about when you order this pizza, maybe a little notification comes up and be like, hey, there's three other pizzas in your area that are all being made. If you deliver these ones as well, you get more. You can get more money. How about that?
Incentives. There you go. I love that. You know, I'd take a little extra time.
Yeah.
Half hour to deliver a few pizzas and make people happy.
You got to let that pizza cool off anyways. By the time you make your deliveries, you get home, your pizza's ready to eat, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And by chance, that chick with the big breasts that you saw in that 1997 DVD might be at the door.
Oh, it's the pizza delivery boy. Oh, is there sausage on that pizza?
That never happens.
It happened one time, and the guy never stopped talking about it. And then they decided, like, all right, this is pretty sweet. We're going to do this. It's the only reason I became a delivery boy. That's the only reason. That's it.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen to me, man. I'll go to this one. Anyway, there you go. So be your own delivery driver with Domino's. Lastly, cell phone usage may damage our little swimmers. That's right. According to a new study, using cell phones increases exposure to electromagnetic waves that damage the number, strength, and movement of our little guys. That's right.
Hey, it's due to your brain because you put that phone up to your head a lot,
right,
too.
Okay, that's you brought up exactly what I was thinking, because think about all the waves we got going on right now. And I know we've touched on this before, but you got microwaves, you got your TV antenna, you got radio waves, you got cell phone, all these waves, right? We got to just be cooking in radio waves, right?
Maybe we should start studying our noggins before our nuts. You know what I'm saying?
And think about technology and where we're at, Hunter, all right? When you look at the trends that have been happening, and it really all kind of started when smartphones became prevalent, right? Think about that. And we all got addicted to these things, and we've just been having these waves just in our brains. And now we got things like TikTok and, you know, doing it for the Vine or whatever these kids are doing nowadays. We're eating Tide Pods and God knows. I think it's affecting us. I think it is.
We're all cooked. We'll just chalk it up as you ever just step away from the microwave when you put something in there? You're like, I don't want to be too close.
The microwave is invented because a scientist had a chocolate bar melt in his pocket while he was working with those certain type of the waves, right? And it's like, hey, I got a good idea. No, there's no way. We are just being slowly cooked from the inside, man. Anyway, just baking our nuts. Just roasted nuts, man.
Maybe that's why you're so tan.
Is that what it is? Is that why we're so tan right there? It's the government, man. They're tanning
just
us
that
without
part of your body. Anyway.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. That's why our twig and giggleberries always are
so tan.
Body just pale. Just see through. Tan
is phone. It's cooking it, man.
Just so tan. So tan. Turn it up. I want an even darker tan. I'm going to Cabo soon, and I need to look good.
All right. Dart.
There you go. That is your morning dump, by brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back. Brock.